USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Coronavirus still dominating the news around the globe as Italy has begun an extraordinary sweeping lockdown, while in China, the diminishing threat there has that nation edging back towards normal after weeks of extreme quarantine measures. China reporting just 19 new infections yesterday, down from thousands each day last month. President Trump vowing to look to provide relief to workers and businesses as coronavirus fears continue to shake the economy. He explained yesterday he'll be meeting with Republican members of the Senate today to push for a payroll tax cut and relief for hourly workers. At a U.S. House hearing this morning, Democrats are accusing the administration of failures when it came to the coronavirus response.
Other countries have been testing thousands of people for weeks, but the U.S. is woefully behind the curve.
Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro, and this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
As five states go to the primary polls and one state holds a Democratic caucus, it's between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders now. Although Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is continuing her long shot campaign. Biden campaigning in Detroit last night, telling the crowd,
"We're going to unite Democrats, Republicans, independents of every stripe. That's what the nation needs. We got to bring the country together."
Bernie Sanders held a rally in Ann Arbor, Michigan yesterday, where this Sanders supporter said,
"My son, who's part of the LGBTQ community, and my daughter, they are young right now, they're teenagers, but this country is going to be left in their hands and in their peers' hands, and I believe Bernie is the right person, the right candidate to set them up."
A federal appeals court ruling today that Stairway to Heaven is all Led Zeppelin's and that it did not commit copyright infringement with its 1971 hit. It had been accused by a member of the rock group Spirit of stealing it. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Federal regulators accusing Fifth Third Bank of opening fake accounts without customers' knowledge. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau filed a lawsuit yesterday accusing the Cincinnati-based bank of opening those fake accounts between 2008 and 2016, which is when Wells Fargo admitted its employees had opened fake accounts to meet aggressive sales goals. The Bureau says some of the fake Fifth Third accounts were funded, meaning bank employees moved money from customers' existing accounts to the new ones without their consent. The deadline for players to vote on a new NFL collective bargaining agreement's been moved from Thursday of this week to this coming Saturday. The new CBA proposes adding a 17th regular season game for all teams as well as two additional roster spots per team. Don't bother trying to get tickets to Jeopardy or Wheel of Fortune soon, as reports are the two game shows will tape without live audiences starting Tuesday because of the coronavirus. And California is apparently the place to be if you want to be happy. According to a new study from WalletHub, it put together the top 20 happiest cities in America based on depression rate, income growth rate, and other factors. Three California cities made the top five, including Fremont at number one. San Jose's number three, Irvine number four. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.